Hey, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you. We're going to call the meeting to order, which is at 6:51. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Roll call.
Ms. Bugato?
Here.
Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Mr. Sharkey? Hey, Madam Chair, you have two members present. This is the meeting of the Operations and Procedures Committee of the Board of Aldermen. Today's Thursday, March 24th, 2022. Thank you, Madam
Thank
Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections, or adoptions of the agenda. Any comments? None?
I have nothing.
Thank you. Number five, public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Last and final, anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay, motion to close the public portion. So Rob, you second and we're closing the public portion, right?
Second.
Thank you. All right, minutes will, put them on hold. I didn't see any. I heard about the mishap at City Hall. I hope all is well there now.
Thank you for your concerns, as they are well warranted.
Number seven, police accreditation manager job description. So I see we did get the job description in the packet. Just a few questions. Just about process, because it's a new accreditation through a different group, I guess, right? Jerry, I see Jerry's on the call.
Yeah, it's the law. So it,
yes,
basically in 2020, the state passed the mandate that everybody in Connecticut has to be CALEA accredited. CALEA accredited is a very, very high standard. It doesn't mean it's any better than anybody else. There's agencies that are in consent decree being investigated by the federal government that are CLIA accredited. It's an extremely long, cumbersome, complicated, and costly process. Right now, there's some bills to try to lower it to state accreditation level. It doesn't look like those are gonna be successful with the current party that's pushing this agenda. So it looks like it's going to stay CALEA. It's going to take us at least 3 years to get to this position. And you're supposed to have a full-time accreditation manager and software to manage it. And we're trying to make do the best we can with a part-time one. And I can give you the methodology and how we got here. But basically, this is the law. We're 6 months behind.
Right. Now, it says that the Police Officer Standards and Training Council was in charge of accreditation before. So a CLIA is above and beyond. I understand that. But you do training and everything. Cause I do see, you know, just for a clarification, cause I just don't understand. Your last page that you gave us was the costs in the projection of the 5 year cost for the accreditation that's above and beyond. But do we do minimal accreditation now between for the post group that's overseeing right now?
We are not accredited. There is no mandate to be accredited by anyone. We meet the post standards to perform as a police department. We exceed those by far. We are a modern, competent police force. We would love to be state accredited, but again, I have nobody to manage the process. I'm having a mass exodus of personnel, and honestly, the dollars and cents do not make, it doesn't make sense to pay someone $100,000, $120,000 to manage an elective process when we're a poor community and we're doing okay. Now what's happened is they forced this national accreditation on us. And as you can see by those predictions, which didn't include the softwares, I think I have 117,000 for the process or more. And then now we have to throw in the software on top of that. It's a big deal. Literally, it's $11,000 to get them down here. We have to pay for them to come on site. We have to pay their room and board. And it's not a one and done. It's a constant annual deal. So it requires a full-time accreditation manager. And what we're trying to do is make it happen with a part-time accreditation manager.
Gotcha. No, kudos to you, you know, Chief, for really being above and beyond the minimum right now. I'm really happy that we have a great law enforcement force. And I understand the exodus. I mean, it's happening and it's a reality. So there's a five-step program. Did we register at all or enroll? We haven't even enrolled yet.
We don't have any money to do anything. So
okay.
Right now this is a concept stage. Started in January. We have until December, I believe, 2024 to get this completed. And what it requires is hiring someone. Once we hire someone to get a software contract, have them start the process, and then slowly start phasing this in and gathering our policies. It's not just having a policy and a procedure, it's testing people on those policies and just getting this whole thing up and running. And honestly, what I was looking to do is hire somebody that was retired, that has experience doing this, and the job description is tweaked specifically in that manner so that we don't exclude retirees based on their state pension limitations. And I did my due diligence looking at the national average, the 25th percentile, the 75th percentile of what accreditation managers get. I broke it down into a 80 hour work year. And then what I did is I prorated it down to a 720 hour part-time basis to make us competitive. And hopefully, I don't even know if we have an interest in this, but I have to do my due diligence to try to comply with the law. And this is just one of, you can see on that list, there's six things on there that I have to comply with. We have a few years to do it.
Right. No, I understand. And like anything with regulations, it's a fluid. It's fluid. We know that. I know in my field and definitely in your field, things change all the time. Rob, do you have any comments or questions?
No, I think we're pretty well versed over the past several months from the chief. So I'm ready to move this back to the full board for approval.
So all I would need from you is a approval to move it forward to the board and an approval of the dollar amount, because I can't set a dollar amount without you. I have already requested that amount in funding from the vote. So as long as the full board approves it, I'm ready to move forward and we can start begin our hiring process. The one question I do have is, are you including, because I don't see it on the agenda here, and I had included it as one lump sum, an additional contract for the software from Power DMS. That's going to be a requirement under CALEA. They need that to manage the program.
Was that software approved in the full board? I think at last meeting.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So the software was approved in that. So in this part-timer's in your budget, what was the amount, the dollar amount in the budget?
The dollar amount, let me just pull up the dollar amount is $30,240. That breaks down to 720 hours annually at 8 hours per day for 90 days, which is an hourly rate of $42 per hour.
So that is our, you said by 8 hours, you want them to work an 8 hour.
So what I would ask you to approve is no more than 720 hours of pay annually at $42 an hour. And when you add that up, it's 30,240 what I budgeted for, but I don't want to be constrained by an 8 hour day versus a 7.5 or 9, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And I know they're going back and putting it back on their discussion with the state and wondering, do you have a separate line item in your budget right now for this? It's already labeled as a...
It's already labeled. So the only thing in contention now is, will it be CALEA accreditation or will it be state? For me, the point is moot. CALEA is more strenuous and more expensive, but I haven't even budgeted to pay CALEA. I've only budgeted to get the process in motion with the salary. So either way, I need the software and the person. We haven't even talked about discussing, you know, paying CALEA and their room and board and the accreditation, people coming in, et cetera.
So the software is basically you just put data in because you're doing it anyway, right? You're doing the minimum training, you're doing the minimum requirements right now. So with the software, you're kind of just going to have, someone's going to have to input all that data into the proper software, correct?
Correct. So what happens is the software manages the process and the policies, and the software has to be updated on a constant basis. It has plugins and packages specific to Connecticut and to our laws and our accreditation process. And it would be very similar if we did a Connecticut process or we did a CALEA process, because the standards are going to be, you know, fairly similar. So we need the software regardless. We don't use any of it right now. So this is not about our training, et cetera. This is a complete accreditation package, which is, you know, six steps above that.
Right. All right.
Chief, do you have an interview committee set up? How do you plan on doing the hiring process?
I don't. So first thing I would do is I vetted this all through. So my background, I have a significant background in HR myself, but I've already vetted the process through City Hall and through our HR. We would advertise this through both the Connecticut Chiefs channels, the law enforcement channels, as well as CCM and publicly even going to somebody like Indeed. Once we advertise that, we take a look at the restrictions. We would come in and start doing some interviews. I don't believe there's going to be a testing process. This is going to be a resume. I don't even know if there's interest, to be honest with you, because you can work for almost this amount of money and stand at a public school as a armed guard. When this breaks down, I don't know if anybody's really going to have an interest in it, but I have to do this so that we've at least pursued our options and done our due diligence. The alternative is coming to you and asking for $120,000 in benefits.
Please, we're at a -$947,000 as we stand in the budget right now. Please.
That's why I didn't include any fringe, and that's why I went part-time, so that the dollar amount you see has no surprises built in. There's no paid time off. There's nothing hidden there. That's straight wages.
So I'm wondering if we, in the budget, just put it into the special working balance and then bring it back out when it actually passes, or is this something that you said you're going to need anyway?
We're going to need it anyway, regardless, because the only thing currently the law is CALEA accreditation. Right. If it changes, it will simply drop to state accreditation. It doesn't change the requirement.
I see.
And to be honest with you, it's already included in my budget. It's included in my wage increase and my budget increase. All I need is the blessing of the Board of Aldermen to approve the position and to set the wages. And once that happens, I can take care of the rest of the process and hopefully have a body in the seat on July 1 or thereabouts.
Okay. Any other questions, Rob?
No.
Yeah, I don't have any either. I mean, it's going to be interesting.
Kevin's here too, so if you have any questions before we make a motion.
No. Chief, I just think you've done a very thorough job. So like Rob said earlier, I think we're ready to send this to the full board.
Like I said, I did my best to put this together. It's in my background. So I wrote the job description, and we're not reinventing the wheel. I mean, this is stuff that's been done all over the place. I'm just hoping to think outside the box and make this at least mildly affordable for the community, because I don't know how the state's going to comply with this. And you know, we stand to lose, you know, 20 to 30% of our police force in the next 6 months. So I don't have somebody else to plug in that position that's wearing a badge right now.
So I'll make the motion to send the job description for the police accreditation manager to the full board, along with a salary of a wage of $42 an hour for 720 hours, which comes to 8 hours a day for 90 days, totaling $30,240.
Second.
Motion made, second. I have no other discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we'll bring it to the full board.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair, the record should just reflect that Mr. Sharkey did enter the meeting at 6:54 p.m.
Thank you. Okay. Number eight, Whittick Park and Bradley School, Amendola Park Fields Rental Policy. So I did get to look at it. Does anybody have any comments?
I have a couple of questions, and I know Dennis isn't here, and I don't believe Ed Armino is here either to answer the questions. And I saw on there the fees. I guess those were determined by Dennis O'Connell previously. It says that they charge the softball leagues $150 per team for a league that takes place at Bradley School. Now, if that's $150 a team, you know, if they have six teams, okay, that's $900. I'd like to know from Dennis how many teams there are in this league. Right. And I'd also like to know from Ed, what does it cost per day to groom the fields? I know they're getting machinery out there. There's, you know, manpower, man hours. There's material for lime to put the bases, the baselines down. So just curious about that. And I don't have an issue with the $50 for each home game for the soccer league. You know, I think that's a fair price considering they're there weekly. And the lines go down on the grass. They're painted on once, and it's not like they have to do those for every game. So,
yeah. Now, Rob, I agree. But what stands out in my mind is, okay, we're charging Group 3 $100, but then we charge this group $50. I mean, I hate this inconsistency. It drives me crazy. My brain just can't handle it.
Yeah, well, I think those are separated. Like the use of Bradley School is $100, but I think what Dennis has done in the past is charge $150 per team for the entire season, not necessarily per day.
So, could we do that? Why can't we just make it $150 and for the field? This is. And $50, I know they play every Sunday. They don't play just one Sunday. So it's $50. Why don't we just do Whittick Park $50? Because if it's group, it looks like they're group three.
I'm sorry, are you talking about soccer now?
I'm talking about both, actually. But soccer is group three. Is it because they belong to the State of Connecticut Soccer League? I mean, I think we're just going to have to table this because we need more information. And I took notes about asking Ed to come and ask him to give us the cost of grooming the field. And I took notes for Dennis. We want to know how many teams are and what is the actual use up there to make a better educated decision here.
And one other thing, I think we need to add in there, if they're going to use this facility, I know it's a 4-hour minimum, but if they're going to be using it for, I would say, more than the 4 hours, I mean, if a team is going to be renting it, you know, chances are they're not going to use it for more than 4 hours. What about a porta potty? We don't want them, you know, going on the side of a building or going in the woods. You know, there's neighbors there. So we should probably incorporate something about having some sort of facilities available.
As needed, if it's like a longer than
right.
4 hours event. Yeah, I agree. But I mean, just out of your expertise, Rob, because you seem to know this, the adult soccer teams that play on Sunday mornings, don't they fall under group three? I mean, it doesn't matter residency or not.
I would imagine, let me go back and see.
So why are they only paying 50? So
actually, no, unless they're Derby-based teams, I don't know that they're...
I know there's Derby residents, because I know some of the guys that play up there, but...
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if they're Derby residents, yeah. Then yeah, group three. Otherwise, they would fall under group four.
Yeah, but they're only paying 50 when it says 200, so it, like, confuses
yeah.
me.
Right.
It's confusing me. All right. Sorry about this, but we're going to have to get more information and probably just wait till next time.
We'll have Dennis and Ed at the meeting?
Yes, I will personally have them. I will make sure we get them here.
Yes, can I just ask Rob and Anita, is this
Kevin,
thing entirely new or like, is this...
Well, Kev, I can't make out what you're saying.
Sorry, can you hear me? No, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Kevin, can't hear you at all.
You got to close a couple things on your computer.
I'll put it in.
He was off, but it looks like it's on. Are you there still?
Are you here, Kevin?
I think it sounded to me like what he asked was, is this new or what is this issue? And for the new members, there was never a written policy, a formally adopted policy for rental at Wittick Park or at Bradley School. So in the aftermath of developing the one for Hayden Park, it was decided the board felt that they should formalize the plan. Formalize the rental fee at Wittick Park and at Amendola Field at Bradley School. And I believe Mr. Hyder brought it up, so correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Hyder.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, when we first brought, the fees and the usage agreement to up for Payden Park, a lot of the complaints were, we don't have this for Wittick Park or for Bradley School, so why do we have to have it for Payden Park? And I'm like, well, you know what? That's a good point. So let's look into it to have it at Bradley School in Wittick Park. So because, you know, this is taxpayer dollars prepping the fields. So, you know, their argument was we're not doing it at Bradley, you know, or Wittick. So I thought it was time that we did do that. So outside organizations were not using our facilities on taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. And all due respect, so we could waive things if we want to, which is not good. You know, I feel. So it's only for people that come outside to use our fields. That's what this is for, basically.
Essentially, I mean, groups three and four would be the ones that would be paying.
Yeah. I want to have another policy where if we waive field, I think all the elected officials should divvy up the money and donate it personally instead of having taxpayers pay it. I wouldn't mind donating. So we're tabling this. Anybody want to make a motion to table this?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to table this to next month.
Okay, motion made. Second?
Second.
Okay, we will table this for the next month. Thank you. So number nine.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good
night. Time is 7:16 p.m.
Mark, can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you.
You could hear me now, like clear.